Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. The article is, as the author puts it, difficult to read, hard to read. Nicholas Kristof at Nick Kristof on X says, I hope you'll read it, even though it's difficult. I've spent some time reporting on widespread rape and other sexual violence on Palestinian male and female prisoners by Israeli authorities, and the article is now published. The assault victims were warned not to give speak of what they endured. They were sometimes told they would be killed or raped if they gave interviews, but they found the courage to do so. One man described being raped three times in a single day in Israeli prison, the third time after he tried to protest. A young woman said the guards would come in at the beginning of each shift and strip her naked and abuse her. Another reported that she was shown photos of herself being raped and warned they would be released unless she cooperated with Israeli intelligence. Even three children who had been detained told me they'd been sexually abused. Look, whatever our position on the Middle East, we should be able to agree on being anti-rape. Sexual assaults were horrific when Israeli women were targeted on October 7th, and they're equally horrific when Israeli authorities use them against Palestinians day after day after day. We should be able to find common ground in opposing rape. We should. We should. No, I agree with the sentiment. However, we are dealing with a radicalized and extremist cult in the form of Israel. And we can go now to clip number 34. Here's a broadcast of Israeli television where they talk about whether rape is wrong. Let's watch. He says, I told my friend that I don't give a rat's buttocks about what they do to a guy like that. Talking about the rape victim who was hospitalized. What, is that really what you think? He says unequivocally, yes. Whoa. Soldiers who are suspected in the criminal offense of rape. Yes. Of a cuffed prisoner? You don't care about that? Okay. Does the morality of our soldiers not interest you? No. By the way, they're not soldiers, in fact. They're not soldiers. They're criminals. Again, I don't give a rat's buttocks what they did to that Hamas man. I always remember, first of all, the only thing that is a problem for me here is that it's not a regulated policy of the state to abuse the detainees. Because, first of all, they deserve it, and it's great revenge, and we need to give them that. And secondly, maybe it will also serve as a little bit more of a deterrent. That is, the moment the other side, who we need to remember, Josh, we need to remember it well, and never lose our focus or cool down, that these people tied 30 of our daughters on trees on the 7th of October, and they did to them acts that are no less severe. I don't even want to make the comparison severe in an extreme way. So first of all, they deserved it. It's an appropriate revenge. It's just a shame that we don't do it in an institutionalized way as part of regulations for torture of prisoners. Because the next guys who think about doing another October 7th will say, do you see what they're doing in Israel? Don't even think about it. First of all, I'm sorry these things are even being aired, because what Schlesinger is doing here is simply an incitement to violence. Incitement to violence. Real incitement? This man has just expressed support for the criminal offense of rape being committed on prisoners. And he's nods along. Horrible terrorists, Hamas, men who want to kill you too and abduct you and F you. Like, I'll just emphasize the point, Schlesch. I don't think Josh is trying to defend this scum. No, he is. I think it's a question, is that is it appropriate for an IDF soldier under any circumstances to insert a sharp object when we're talking about a Hamas man, a man who burned children, who raped women, that his whole idea is to take each and every one of us and throw us in the sea and commit the worst possible acts on us. That's the revenge they deserve to get. And more than that, it needs to be a deterring force. Let's give Josh a moment. Wait, he didn't say anything. How are you already said? But wait, let him speak. He said, it's really shame. People say things like you do on air. It's really sad. Weakening the nation. The enemy sees it. He sees how flaccid you are and how much you want The Hague again. I almost have to laugh, because even the guy objecting to it only objects to it on the basis that it will eventually bite them in the butt. He's not saying, no, this is wrong on the face of it. He's saying it's an incitement to violence. You're going to cause people to be violent against us. You're going to cause people to hate us more when you go out and advocate for not just the rape of prisoners, but that it should be a regular activity and a regulated strategy of the IDF or the Israeli prisons. Now, the thing to remember is a lot of the so-called rapes on October 7th that they talk about never actually happened. So they're angry about a fantasy of theirs. And the people being raped in the prison have never been convicted of a crime.
I need to be able to stay on.